So now we're going to engage a practice for point one that will deepen our awareness of the one qualities, the one essence. And again, if you are one, if that's your dominant type, this will be very helpful. And even if you're not, this can be a very useful practice. So let's see what we find. Take a moment to breathe into your body and to relax into the flow of sensation. It often helps to begin with the lower part of the body, sensing our feet, our ankles and legs and so forth, working our way up. Relaxing our tensions as we go. As you find these tensions, relaxing them can simply mean being aware of the tension and breathing into that area, breathing a little more deeply. The body knows what to do when we give it half a chance. And as we have seen in the practice for point eight and the practice for point nine, you may start to feel yourself more settled in your lower body, in your belly area, like a little more grounded and rooted into yourself. And here, with point one, see if you can be aware of your spine, how it attaches to the back of that grounded area and rises up like a tree, all the way to your skull. And as such, it starts to feel like a connection between your skull and what your head is open to, and this grounded, rooted body sense. The line between those worlds, with the heart in the middle, is the spine. It's the part that connects the centers. And just breathe into the sense of the back of you. We usually have our attention way out front. Now we're going to relax and breathe and sense the back of us. You can even have the feeling as if you're looking from the back of your head, not the front, as if your eyes were back on either side of your spine and looking from there, whether your eyes are closed or open. And with this awareness of the spine, notice if the spine itself wants to move in any little micro way to adjust, to come into a more relaxed and centered alignment. You may too notice little movements at the juncture of your skull and your spine. The sort of back of your neck may want to let your skull move around a little bit to free up some of the habitual tensions that can be there. And as you continue to breathe, you might feel the spine as not just some kind of material, but as a living column of presence, full of life and energy and a kind of communication. or signals from above are going down into the body, and signals from the body are going up above. And to just notice how that affects you as you find more and more the sense of that spine. And you can sit in this modality as long as you like and see what happens. I think you'll find many surprises if you stay with it. You may notice various tensions in your back letting go of their own accord, simply because we're bringing attention to places in us that need it. You can actually begin to feel how the spine has an intelligence that starts to bring more of an alignment between the head, the heart, and the belly. And once again, as you come out of this particular practice, be aware of maintaining some awareness of your spine as you move into action, as you move into the activities of your day.